Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. And this time, nothing was going on behind the scenes, and still laughed. So I got all choked up and everything. I'm like, oh, goodness. Oh, so excited to be here. Happy Black Friday for anyone who understands what that is and celebrates it and is part of it. So,
It's changed so much, and in a good way. Like I heard like Walmart was shut down yesterday for their employees and all kinds of things. Thank you. That's all it could be.
I know a couple of years ago, maybe longer than that, I went in right before Christmas, and it may have been Thanksgiving too, and they were closing those for the very first time on the holiday. And I was like, yes, that's wonderful.
Julia and I grew up in a time where stores weren't open on Sundays, let alone holidays. And then all of a sudden it was like 24/7, 365. And it's like your employees need a break from that. That's just, we all, let's plan ahead so that these people can be at home, you know? So
Exactly.
lots of things going on. All right. So we did not address properly the chat room the last
So
time.
please address it properly while you're telling us where you're from. Then
Yeah,
Tracy's going to
everybody
give you.
get in there. Get in there and tell us where you're from. If you
Tell
want
us
to ask a question.
where your energetic grid is popping. Woo!
That's right. We touched on the energetic grid last time. So hopefully you listened to that, but we do have energetic grids. Okay, so before I tell you how to ask your question, let's get into the technical difficulties that we've had. So some of your questions were popping up on the screen. And what we think is happening with that. So we have this restream, and it's all we have. We're streaming live in half a dozen, if not more, places. And when you comment, it's supposed to all come into one stream. But we notice that if you go on Facebook and you're watching the small version of it without clicking on it and opening it up into its own window, that we're not getting your questions. So if that was you, we're very, very sorry. We looked at them later, and we want to thank Jason for bringing that to our attention, because he was like, I'm going to call Tracy, find out what's happening. So we think
Yeah,
that's what's
that's
happening.
wonderful.
Click on the Facebook banner, let it open up. We seem like I'm looking at it right now, and I see the YouTube ones are coming through, and a lot of Facebook ones are coming through. So it shows me, doesn't show me which page they're on, but it shows me if it's which social media it's coming from. So, yeah, please open that up into its own frame and comment there, because if you're just commenting below the smaller version of it in the feed, we're not going to see it. Sorry. Okay. Now, for all of you who want to ask a question, I love that we both do the sound effects. This is kind of fun. Write Tiffany in giant capital letters. And then she'll know that you're asking a question. It'll be easier for her to find them, because there are comments in there and you guys are chatting with each other in there, which we love. But if you have a question for Tiffany to ask Julia and I, then please put her name in capitals so she knows to go right to that, because she's fielding a lot of things coming through all at once. Like we said, you know, like over a, I think there's 7 or 8 pages we're going live on right now. So it's really nice if you guys can do that for her to make it easy. And I'm going to let Tiffany come in and read off where everybody's from, because I think that's just easier for me.
Anything for you, Tracy.
Tiffany, by the way, welcome. This is Julia's daughter, Tiffany, Dolores Cannon's granddaughter, and she is our moderator, and we love her. And last week,
We do.
I had to do this without her, and I love her even more now.
Yes, I was gonna say, we appreciate that's what we just have to do that ever so often so that you're totally appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you. You know my worth.
That's right. If you would like to donate to her moderator fund,
We'll post my GoFundMe later.
that's right.
Okay, so we have Australia, New Hampshire, Tennessee, we have Pennsylvania, Washington, Fargo, North Dakota, Argentina, Miami Beach, San Francisco, Southeast Texas, New York, New Zealand, Poland, Chicago, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Australia again. We have a Boston, West Virginia, Alaska.
So cool.
And Byron Bay. Don't know where that is, but
Byron Bay is Australia.
Oh. UK, Jacksonville. They're still coming in. Colorado.
You guys are
watching them over here on the thing and they're going.
Canada. We haven't said Canada. Sweden. Norway. Man, we got a lot over there.
You guys Vermont. See how fascinating and fantastic you are? That's I love to hear it for that reason.
Dublin.
Do you know where that is, Tiffany?
I do know where Dublin is. Thank you. My geography skills are not great, but I do know where Dublin is.
I love it. It would be fun to get a little map that lights up when we do that, just so that.
Oh, that would be. Yeah, that would. Right? So right now we're just going to use our imaginations and you can just see it.
Yeah, that's right. Use the mind's eye and create a little globe.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Cool.
I like this. I'm seeing Tiffany in capital letters.
Okay. So Tracy, I feel like this is, things keep happening. They're happening more often, everything. A lot of energies and things like that are coming in. So I'm just wondering what you have. We can call that the energetic front. We can make that a segment of each show. What's happening on the energetic front?
That's good to know, because I should probably start preparing for that. What I did listen to was just a little short this weekend, or, was the holiday. So, so we're going out of Scorpio season, which is shifting the gears, and it sounded like the energy was going to start getting a little lighter.
Because you sent that to me. And that was really nice. It was like the Scorpio was going into deep, heavy things and looking at deep stuff, and then the Sagittarius.
And I did feel like people were doing that, going into some deep stuff. I got triggered in some of my deep stuff, and so that Scorpio season's going to get in there, and those little scorpions, right? It's going to get to where it stings. So that was probably happening for quite a few people. But
a reminder, because we're doing this ourselves. I mean, maybe this is coming through, but but each of us are pulling up our own stuff that we want to look at and deal with and take care of. And the reason we do that is so that we can move forward, because as long as we're stuck in it, we're holding ourselves back. So we bring it up because we can't, that's what that was kind of thing. We can't shove it down anymore. You got to look at it. And the deal with it word may not, maybe it's time to look at it and see what it's trying to teach us.
And so it is supposed to be a little lighter right now, which is probably good for a lot of people. And you're supposed to have some clarity over what you went through the last month or in the Scorpio season. You're supposed to come out with clarity. Now, we also have this brilliant, beautiful moon that's coming up. And I didn't do my research on that, but Josh, my oldest one, he's got a super zoom on his camera and he came in. I didn't even realize where the moon was at until last night. He came in and he goes, "Hey, look at the picture I got of the moon." And you could see the craters and everything on it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, good gosh, that is a good phone. And we are almost in a full moon. I bet that's going to be some energy going on there. But it kind of makes sense. It's like we're cleaning out that Scorpio season, going into our next sign. And we also have this beautiful full moon to wrap it all up, put it in a bow.
To enlighten, to light the way.
And my own personal message was to put the crystals in the windows. If you got crystals, it's a great moon to clear your crystals. That's what came into my little noggin earlier. And so I'm just going to share it here too. If you got crystals, it might be a good time to put those outside or let the moon clear the energy of the crystals. So there's that.
I have a couple that they just stay in the windowsill.
That's a good spot for them, right? Because then they're just always getting that clear. Anyway, anything with you? Anything going on that it's like this extravagant, got to tell everyone?
No, it was just, that was very appropriate when you sent that to me. I was like, okay, that makes total sense. You know, that was that heaviness. And yeah, and it feels heavy. But I think if we know, I mean, I like knowing something that helps. If we know that there really is something else going on, there's energy and there are things like that. And there's the astrology, the stars are moving, you know, whatever. And those are helping us to do that. Otherwise we feel like, I gotta just crawl in my little cave and just go, you know, whatever, hibernate for a while. Because there for a while, I was just like, can somebody please stop this planet and let me off?
I could totally be a bear and go hibernate in the winter. I don't, like, even tonight, I was sitting there going, why am I so sleepy? You know, part of it was the turkey.
That turkey.
Now that I think about it, I did eat some leftovers for lunch. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, it's interesting though. This time of year, I could hibernate. I could just hang out in my bedroom and be cuddly and drink a little favorite beverage and be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hot chocolate.
All right. Should we get Tiffany involved?
Yeah, absolutely.
So instead of like ringing the doorbell, should we just shake her? That didn't work.
Don't shake the baby. This is a question for Julia.
Ooh.
But I think it's a question for both of you. I'm Lisa from New Hampshire. I'd like to know if hypnosis is the only way one can discover their own past lives.
It is no, absolutely not. It's one of the best ways. I know she's like, you know, especially QHHT, you're going to get right to the life that matters to this life. You know, it's most appropriate to see that has relevant information for this life. There are a lot of different hypnosis methods that just take you to past lives. That's fine. You know, that's fine. Many people, you can just do it spontaneously. They can see a life. Sometimes they come up in meditation. So if you're going deep enough and you're able to allow the information to come in. See, the biggest thing is allowing the information in. Our conscious minds are so active that they tend to kind of stop things that maybe it doesn't understand or whatever and just rationalizes it out. And that's where hypnosis kind of helps calm that part of our mind down, so that we can allow this information in. So that's why hypnosis is so beneficial and good for that. But there are lots of different ways, probably. But hypnosis, in my opinion, hypnosis and QHHT is the best. What do you feel like on that, Tracy?
My very first past life experiences was through dreams. So they can come
through what? Dreams. Okay. My heater kicked on, so I'm having a hard time here.
Yeah. What? It wasn't hypnosis. Sorry. No, that's what got me to hypnosis was my very first past life experience. I was doing dream analogy and recording my dreams in a dream journal and discovered a past life through that. There was three of us that would get together once a week and we would talk about our dream journals and what were our dreams and we'd analyze them. And it was a lot of fun. And then why one of them was analyzing, she goes, I think this was a past life. And she went, blah, 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 blah. I went,
what
just happened? And that got me on the journey to discovering more about past lives, how to clear these things. Cause I had such a big shift after that I just had to know more. So dreams are
well, but look,
all the ways that you're talking about too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In dreams, see, your conscious mind is calmed down. It's asleep probably. It's just, you know, so it's allowing this information can come in. And that's the thing. You've got some way you want the conscious mind to be quiet so that this other can come in and it's allowing it in. It's all right there. We can easily access it. It's just we have guards at the gates, you know, going, I don't know. So it's just working with that. But yeah, dreams, that's a great way.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool.
You want to shake her?
Speaking of dreams, okay. Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay.
This is from Carol. Is it possible that while we're having quote unquote normal dreams about people and places we are familiar with here, that we are simultaneously having experiences elsewhere in the universe?
You know the answer to that already. I can just tell because the way you asked that question. Yes, absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. So we are such cool beings. We really are. We're multidimensional beings, and we're just starting to understand. I'm getting all choked up again. Okay. Just starting to understand just a tiny, tiny nth degree of who we really are and what we are. Yeah, absolutely. This information is coming in. It's just, you know, as we're able to handle it and accept it, allow it.
You know, all of this talk is reminding me that I had a dream last night, and I think it was like Erica and you guys, you and Tiffany, and like we're all in this group setting, like we would have been in Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there, and I said, this feels like a dream, but I know it's real because when I bite myself, it hurts. And I bite myself in the dream and I'm like, yep, that hurts. So I know it's real, but I feel like I'm in a dream. And I totally kind of forgot about that until we started talking about this. I'm like, oh, I bit myself in my dream last night, didn't I? I should check my hand for prints, bite marks. But I remember doing that and being like, yep, it hurts. So I can't be dreaming, but it feels like I'm in a dream. So maybe that helps answer some of that too. I don't know, but
I agree. Yeah. Cause that would be like lucid dreaming. And then you have, I don't doubt it a bit. We can have dreaming going on and then lucid dreaming going on and then other things happening at the same, cause we're off in all these different dimensions and directions. And when you get in there, start analyzing though. See, that's the conscious mind coming in. And if you do it very much, then you'll wake up because that's what the conscious mind does. It pulls you forward. So you will, you know. So it's like if you can kind of start analyzing without waking up, you know, too much, because you don't want too much analyzing going, because then it starts criticizing and it shuts it down. That's what happens in a hypnosis session. If the conscious mind gets in there and starts analyzing too much, then it can shut the whole thing down because it's like, oh, not working. I don't, no. And it was doing fine. The moral of that story, it was always doing fine.
Always, yeah. All right. Rattle, rattle, shake, shake.
Let's just keep the dreams going.
Okay.
Why would you dream of people often when you haven't seen them for years?
You know, there's so many different directions on that. You have a lot of good stuff on dreams, but that is a good question because it makes you start thinking about them again. And it's like, whoa, is there something I'm supposed to be, you know, what is it about that person? So we tend to go back to that. But
occasionally that energy does draw them back to you or you to them or whatever. But usually when you're dreaming about somebody, it's because there's an aspect of you. Everyone in the dream is supposed to be you. And it's a version of you. So you dream of your grandfather or a relative or a friend. It's what is that person mirroring to you about you? And so it's about that relationship. It's about maybe unfinished business or unfinished feelings that you have there or whatever might be needing to be looked at and addressed. But it's usually, even though you're seeing that person, it's more about you than it is about the person you're seeing.
Right. When would you think it is something that it's about the, you know, maybe something about that other person, maybe it is something trying to say, hey, look into this further. When, any ideas when that might be the indication?
So if it's like a visit or your souls are coming together, like loved ones, when it's a visit, or if it's like you and I, if we were in a dream, like I was just saying last night, where I'm sitting there going, this feels like a dream, but I would say there's a chance that when it's more surreal like that, more like I can remember the color of the carpet, the smells in the air, the, you know, like the tiny little details, then you are either probably astral traveling together or getting a visit from a loved one that's crossed over. Those are more of the visits or actual soul interactions. And if it's just, hey, I had a dream the other night that I was riding in a car and my old friend Tom was in the car with me, then that's more for you to look at what still is there, or what did that person mean to you, what was the reflection of it. So
I'm getting, as you're saying it, I'm getting like there can be, and this kind of goes with the person's question, an overlayment as well. So you might have both of them going on, you know, it can be representing this one, but it can also be representing, you know, actual something. So it's like taking, utilizing this opportunity to get
And the several. Biggest question, you could get out every book in the world, but what did it mean to you?
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trust your gut. Yeah. Trust yourself to have the answers.
You're getting it. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Right. We should have a little rattle. In fact, I do have one. It's at the office, though. But I'm going to get it.
Well, I brought a little bell out, and you guys said you couldn't hear it when I rattled it. So
okay.
Maybe a little
yeah.
Chica rattle.
A maraca. I'd prefer maraca. It sounds more, it's better than a rattle. I'm not a child. I'm just kidding.
Always be my child.
Child compared to us.
Always be my little baby girl.
Tiffany and I may have spent a lot of time together in Vegas, but it paid off, literally.
You guys had a very productive weekend.
Productive conversation with slot machines.
So. Good teamwork.
Yeah. We're the two people you don't want to stick at the back of the classroom at all. It doesn't end well.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. What else do we got?
So we'll switch gears, and someone had asked about what do going to body questions, fibroids. If you could elaborate on fibroids, please.
Yes.
That's always a good question.
Yeah, that's always a very interesting one. Fibroids. And not to, you know, this is what we found. This is over and over and over. It's such a similar, it's almost always the same message. But it's usually guilt over not having a child for whatever reason. And so the body is trying to create a child out of just material in the body, just trying to create something. So that's where it's, yeah, that's what that is. But it's guilt, you know, for some reason. There's many reasons, you know, like miscarriages, abortions, different things like that, that we might feel guilt, you know, over, or even loss of a child, you know, I don't know, but the body is grieving and it's trying to create a baby. And, you know, when they've gone in, many of them, when they dissect some of these, they'll find hair and teeth and things like that in there. See, the body is trying to create a baby. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's so
what the body will do.
Mm-hmm. So fascinating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another reason, if you have those, to get a QHHT session. Yeah. So that you can understand the purpose behind why is your body doing that.
Right. And like I said, it usually comes back to guilt. So it's a matter of understanding it so you can let that go. I mean, it's just what was actually happening there, what was going on.
Yeah.
It's understandable. I totally get why there could be guilt around it, you know, but there's just understand there's a bigger picture involved. And that's where a session is very helpful for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right. What else we got?
Well, elaborating on that, I was watching something, I think it was yesterday, and it was talking, I think it was a show, and she was she wanted to be pregnant. And so she had all the symptoms like bleeding gums. And they were like, well, when you really want something, like I think she had had a miscarriage. They're like, well, sometimes the body doesn't know and it creates these things because it still thinks it's going through all this stuff and then it just elaborating from that, you know, like cells have consciousness, everything that you're telling, that you're thinking or that you feel. And I think like where you're going off of that with the guilt, that's a very strong emotion. And so you can imagine the body trying, you know, like the cells taking all of that on. And I know that's, you talk about that and everything, but sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's exactly it. And that's wonderful to see that something, yeah, that's confirmation that, see, that's mainstream. That's out there. It's, this is exactly it. And they're probably putting it in different terms so that, you know, like I said, the mainstream, you can understand it in different ways, but that's exactly it. It's the body, you're feeling so much emotion, the body will follow through with that. And it's trying to compensate, whatever. It's trying to help, you know, in whatever way it can. It's delivering the message of, hey, you don't need to have all this feeling there. But, you know, it's like, but it's trying to create a baby.
Yeah.
Long and short of it.
Wonderful.
The body's amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, starting learning to listen to it has been an amazing transition too. And, and like learning this stuff from you and learning how to work with these symptoms. If you've done the Soul Speak, you know that I've been there talking about that. But you know, Julia's got the Soul Speak course and the Soul Speak book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll do my thing that I do.
Yep. Exactly.
And yeah, it's powerful. It's very powerful for healing ourselves. And
yeah, and the thing would be to understand, why is your body, because that's a message, you know, it's like when it does that, and it's like, why is it doing that? Why is it trying to tell you? And like, usually the message is about guilt, but then we have to go further. It's like, why, you know, it likes to get that bigger picture, the bigger message. Why, what else do you need to know? You know, what else can be done here? And so then it'll be fine. It's just you, there's a lot of emotion. I'm feeling it now. There's a lot of emotion going on. And that's what the body's trying to tell you. Yeah. It's like, let's move through this.
Yeah. Give yourself the grieving. Goodies. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We want to.
Oh, well, since, you know, we're already on Soul Speak.
Oh, okay.
Someone's asking, will there ever be a Soul Speak 2, Mother?
Mother. How many times at the conference did people come up?
I just would laugh and walk away.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, you tell me, what would a Soul Speak 2 look like? What would be in it? What other information do you need?
Yeah, I don't know that it would be a Soul Speak, but there's a second book coming.
Yeah, it might be another book. Yeah, but like for Soul Speak, I feel like, I mean, it's the, once you understand the process, you can take it anywhere. So it's like, what else do you need? I mean, unless you want me to tell you every single little thing, you know, and it's like.
Could you do a workbook where people could write down, you know, like you have the questions and they can write in their answers and just do it like a workbook?
Well, that's kind of.
That's a great idea. It's like maybe a journaling type thing.
Maybe. I was just thinking, is that kind of what I do in the course? I mean, where we're going further into it, but maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you do that in the course, but this would just be a way to really focus. Who knows? What do you guys think?
Supplemental. Yeah. The individual that asked the question said how to speak, respond to the soul's messages.
That's in the book, but I really expand on that in the course. I mean, we go through it step by step. I even have workshops, you know, group coaching where I work with you, you know, so we can go and fully understand exactly what you do from there. So the course covers that. That's why I feel like I've done it.
Yeah. And if you can ever get to, you know, like she spoke at the Disclosure Fest on Soul Speak, and it was phenomenal. It was wonderful. And people were experiencing things right there in the audience. So, you know,
that's. Yeah. Yeah, the aha moments. I love it. There's like every time, like, yep, that's the look. You get it.
Yep. The and then they relax. So yeah, a lot of things were going on in those kind of events, and but yeah, if you guys haven't done the Soul Speak course, you know, you don't have to do the course to become like a practitioner for others, but that's the beauty of it. You can. But you can also take it just to learn how to heal your own body and how to communicate with the symptoms and all the things.
Yeah, while we're on it, I'll go ahead, you know, just go to juliacannon.com, and I'm even going to give you a special coupon, Heal 50, and that'll give you $50 off the price of the course. So there, that's, you know, go for it.
Heal 50. Okay.
Heal 50.
No space in between?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so that way, you know, and like you said, it's for yourself, and then it also helps you. You'll be certified to be able to help others.
Yeah,
understand them, and you're gonna be able to ask those questions.
You're gonna hold conversations completely different with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. So that would be cool. Yeah. All right. What else do we got? We want more of that or?
No, we're moving on to something else.
Okay. Moving on. All right.
Are more clients' higher selves taking them to their current childhood in lieu of past lives? Question mark. I've heard that karma is less of a concern now.
Yeah. I'm going to say that's probably a you question because you're on the ground looking, but I know what I'm seeing. Yes. The answer is yes. Yeah. We're saying that. But yeah. What are you saying?
They are. They're either going to alternate lives or current life, and fewer and fewer past life journeys, and the past life journeys are less and less karmic, and more like I swear the last ones I've had that do go into a past life, they're just going into a past life where they had a beautiful life, and just to remind them that they can have that again.
Yeah, like it might be something relevant. Some what I was told is like there might be something back there to clean. When they go into this life, there's just something they need to see, clean it up. It's like there's just something there.
Yeah.
And then the other lives, what I'm getting right now is like what you're saying. It maybe it's just something they need to see. It's relevant to this life. It isn't necessarily so much karma. There might be some there, but it really is. It's been a long time. They told me karma was done. It's just up to us to step off that wheel.
Yeah.
We just keep doing it because it's a habit and it's entirely up to us if we want to keep playing that out or not. And so I'm just going to tell you, it's been over for a while.
Yeah. And it does reflect that in the sessions, you know. As you're saying that, I'm just going to pop in with this. Like when I look at soulmates and twin flames as relationships, you know, the soulmates come in and they help you work out the karma. The twin flames come in and they help you work into self-love and choosing self and all the things, you know, like the self-respect, all the self stuff. So they're triggering you and all of the self things. That's kind of the way the sessions go now. It's like the karmic, the soulmate versions of the sessions are done. The karmic versions seem to be really, you know, yeah, they're coming into this life and they're reviewing. Or they go into alternate realities and different lives off planet. But the ones that are coming into, like I was saying, you can have it good again. You know, that's about self. That the stuff they're seeing is about self, not about something they need to work out with a parent or a sibling or a friend or anything karmic. It's about them working with self-love and treating themselves well, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Taking care of themselves.
Yeah, wonderful reminders to do that.
Yeah,
because that's so kind of where we're at. We're at that
thought
place.
About before, but as we're talking about this, I'm like, oh, this is kind of the same pattern as, you know, people going from the soulmate to the twin flame energies. So
well, and isn't that like one of them? I'm remembering something someone told me a long time ago, and they're like, okay, you've worked through all these other things in your other lives. It was probably a reading of some kind, and they're like, this life, you're working on self-love. And then when you're saying that, it's like, I wonder if that's where the majority of us are. You know, we've gotten all this stuff. We worked it all out. Now we're here to love ourselves.
Yeah, because we can't get to 5D if we don't have that piece, right? We can't get to New Earth if we don't have the love yourself piece. Mm-hmm. And when we love ourselves, then guess what? The reflection around us is all about the love.
Yeah. We are the creators, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are the creators by reflection.
So I can't blame karma for everything anymore?
No.
Well, who's karma? No. I actually had a neighbor named Karma, so I'd blame her for everything. I was like, who
are you serious?
Karma? Yeah, her name was Karma. And I was like, that's an interesting thing to name your child. But anyways, yeah, no more blaming karma.
Mm-mm. No, and that's what this time, I mean, all this has been happening during our lifetime. It wasn't like we came in and this is how, this has been a shifting, constantly shifting thing. Mm-hmm. But this time now, it's like huge one, self-love, but it's responsibility, taking responsibility for our own being. We are sovereign beings and we're the ones that are creating it all. That's where we're at now. So it's get used to that. You're going to hear it a lot from us.
Yeah. Can be fun. We're moving into such cool times.
Yeah.
Technology's changing, we're changing, and the rest of the world's like in the craziness of it, and that's all divine and perfect. If that message hasn't come through clear in this last bit of energy, nothing is clear. because that's the message that I keep getting over and over again, is even the chaos is in perfect order. Trust it. Yeah. Trust it, because we need that. We need the one, I think we talked about this before, but we need the ones that are asleep still, the ones that people are saying are asleep still. We need them. It was in the Ascension session that I got the information that those guys are actually light workers that are volunteering to be in the sleep state.
I was going to say, what I'm hearing is they appear to be asleep.
they are appearing to be asleep, but they're actually the light workers that agreed to be in the sleep state to move the rest of us into what we needed to do for the Ascension and for the evolution. Yeah, and then they're going to wake up and be, boom, they're going to be ahead of us before, and you'll be like, what happened? That Joe was asleep yesterday, and now he's over here, you know, climbing mountains of spirituality. And so don't be, it's just let go of any judgment of any of it. If you think you're in judgment of it, let it go. Don't look at wars. Don't look at people that you don't feel are doing what they're supposed to be doing, because that's just your mirror. Let it go from inside of you. It's your war. It's your, where you're not pulling your weight, go look at it. So it's not the people you're looking at. It's you. Right.
Damn, that was really good. That was, yes. Yeah, we need, you know, sometimes we have to have it right in the face like that, but that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Take responsibility for it.
Take responsibility. It's not always fun. And it's like, oh,
me again.
Yeah. If you're complaining about something, you need to go sit back and figure out what it is, because it's about you. It's not about anybody else around you. It's not about the person you think is doing something to upset you or do you wrong. You got to go figure that out. And I wouldn't be saying it if I hadn't been there myself doing it. And I think, Julia, you do the same thing. Like, we're phone buddies. This is happening. And I know it's about me. It's not about the other person. I don't have to lose friends anymore, though. So that's nice.
Yay.
That person's just a jerk. And then now it's like, oh, they're showing me something. I need to look at that.
I'm the jerk.
I'm the jerk.
Oh. There's a jerk part of me. Ah.
I don't identify. No. But yeah, it's what did your mom call it? Convoluted universe. It's a convoluted and quantum universe. So here we are. What a cool way to learn, though, isn't it? Once you figure out that's what's happening. So
is it? Yeah.
We're going to say
it gets her attention, and that's a big, you know, on the other side, we're doing this in book learning. We'll call it book learning, but in theory, you know, we're understanding, we're studying, we're doing all this. We come here so we can act it out and get it in practicality, you know, and that's where we stumble and we hit a lot of walls and we do things, because it's like, oh my gosh, it was much easier in the book. So much easier. We get here. Oh my goodness. It all changes. But we learn so much more and so much faster by being here.
Yeah.
We chose this.
We did. And probably if you would have told me that 15, 20 years ago, I would have been kicking and screaming. But now I'm like, okay, what have I designed? What am I doing? Yeah. So when you can get excited about that, it's so much more fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. And something you said there, it kept coming in, everybody's playing their roles. So when all these things you're seeing out there, those are roles being played to reflect back to you. So that's just that other side of it. That's why we can't judge anybody. Yes. They're playing roles voluntarily for us, just as we are for
your mom
others.
Yes, your mom talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the world is a stage.
Yeah.
And play.
Yeah, and I think wrapping my mind around that made it so much easier to see everybody differently and how they showed up in my life. And it wasn't, and my need, you know, I think we all go through these stages of the ascension or awakening, you know, where it's like, we learn something, we want to make sure everybody knows about it. You know, it's like, this thing, this is powerful, it's big. You know, we want to share it with everyone. And of course I went through that stage. And then I went through the stage of going, nobody's listening. And then I went to this stage of, oh, it's not my job to change their mind. They're on their own course. They're doing their own thing. And I can trust, and it's so freeing to just trust that everyone is on their course. And yeah, there's going to be the people that come and ask for help, or you get in a conversation and you get to share, and it changes things for both of you. But you don't have to seek it out. You don't have to force it on anyone. You're not here to save anybody
or change anybody.
It doesn't change the course of your purpose. If you know you took a session and your purpose is to help people, that doesn't mean you're out there trying to poke and prod somebody that you don't feel is going the right direction. That means let them come to you. They're going to come to you and you'll help them. So yeah, so just trust the universe to bring you the right people, and the magic happens.
Because the magic is real.
That's right. The magic is real. All right. Speaking of magic, I think Tiffany needs to talk to us some more.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Are all abusive family members just quote unquote teachers who are really loving soul family here for us to learn from? Or are some just karmics? So it goes on the karmic again.
Yes.
I agree.
They're both. And a lot of the volunteers that have come in for sessions, they go into families, you know, they're coming into clear karma. Maybe let's say you've already evolved. You've already made it off this planet and you came back to help. So what do? You pick a family or ancestry with a lot of karma, and you have to take on that karma through that abuse. So that person agrees to play that role for you so that you can experience the abuse, so that you can heal the abuse and move forward. And then you free the ancestors from the karma. Does that make sense? So there's a lot of different reasons why that might play out, why that person, the loved one, is abusive, but almost always that person is somebody that's actually part of your soul group that you really love and care about. So,
I want to understand this. Who was willing to help me? And then, okay, I'll do that. And it's like, okay, I really want to get it in a condensed course. We'll say a condensed version. I want it to be very heavy. I want to understand whatever it is, understand emotions around it or something. And so then, you know, create a scenario that will provide that. And, you know, it's all agreed to. Everybody's playing the roles. And that's why these sessions are good, because it allows you to see it from a different perspective with all emotions removed. And you see how it's all love. And you might say, oh, my God, there's no way there's love involved in this kind of stuff.
Right.
But it was orchestrated for learning. It was orchestrated for reasons, and to learn from, to have experiences, to, you know, for growth. And you could look at your life and go, yeah, you know, really, if you had things like that happening or have happened in your life, look back at it and say, what did I learn from that? Yeah. And when you're asking that question, see, that's when you see a part of it. You probably can't see all of what it was there for, but that helps you to already see it from a different perspective. I learned something, and it might be, I learned how to be strong. I learned how to be creative. I don't know. There's a lot of different things that can happen. I learned, you know, a lot of people, when they go through things like that and they come through it, then now they're in a beautiful position to help others that are going. So they usually, many times, will go into healing or capacities to help others that are in similar situations. You couldn't have done that if you didn't go through it yourself.
Yeah. One of the things that came up that made so much sense to me was that every dimension is always going to exist. So we're sitting here in a third dimension. We're looking at horrific things, or war, or greed, or whatever, you know, and the different things that we're focusing our attention on in this third dimension. If it helps you guys to understand, you're on a course for yourself. Julia and I have talked about this, where 5D Earth, everyone's like, when's the big shift going to happen? And it's an individual journey to get there. And you have to understand that the third dimension will always exist, just like the first and the second and the fourth and so on. They're always existing. it's about you changing your perspective, what you're focusing on, what you're putting your energy into, so that you can move into the other, the fifth dimension.
Yeah, because it's already here. It's not like we're going to get on a plane and go travel to it. It's already here. It's just a frequency. It's a vibration thing. So when you are shifting through your own thoughts and your own beliefs, you're raising your frequency to that dimension, then you will see it.
And here's the other kicker. You're not leaving anybody behind.
Yeah.
In fact, those people that you're worried about leaving behind, if you do not go do your job to get to the fifth dimension, how are you going to help them get there? Right. So it's kind of like you get to get there and then you hold a hand out, and whoever's ready to grab that hand, you get to help them back up to that dimension.
Well, let's go back to what you said earlier. If they were playing a role to help you accelerate, they're going to already be there.
They may already be there. Yeah. You can't assume anybody is behind you at all. You just can't.
Exactly.
Because it might just be what you needed to get yourself there. Like, oh my God, I don't want this person to be left behind, but I have to go do this thing. Go do your thing, because they're not being left behind. I promise.
Yeah. And I know some things people say, well, Dolores said some of these things in her books. And you have to understand when she got that material and her understanding at that point, we know just because we've been living it quite a bit more now than when she got it. It was all brand new thoughts. And so for her trying to understand, okay, people are going to be left behind. You don't worry about them. But see, she was saying the same thing, but at that time it was like, oh my gosh, people are going to just fall out of our lives. They're going to disappear. Not necessarily so. It's we understand it differently now. And we'll probably understand it differently as we keep going through more parts. We're going to understand it more in depth.
Apparently have a cat that wants to chime in on that.
Okay.
Clear where he's at. Can you guys hear him?
No. She's like, I second that.
he's howling.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Oh, he's laying on the back of the couch. Okay. I don't know if you can see him back there. Anyways, I'm just like, where did that come from? But yeah, absolutely. Everything evolves. Everything that we said today may change tomorrow as we understand it and evolve it and keep understanding and evolving it. And it's so amazing to just be in that space where you're allowing yourself to keep evolving and to know that what you know today may change tomorrow. And you guys have all done this, and other people have asked me, why don't you write something? Why don't you write a book? I said, every time I sit down and start writing something, it evolves why I'm writing it. And then the first thing I wrote doesn't make sense anymore. And then I would have to start it over, and then it evolves again. And it's very frustrating. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll just write a book about that.
But, yeah, I think that's what the book should be about, is how it evolves.
Yeah, it just keeps evolving. Yeah. And then there's a newer and deeper understanding of it. And then it's like,
and so make it one where we understand how to work through that process. So that's where there's a process involved. See, then we understand how to evolve with it. So then it's always relevant.
Or maybe I'll write a book that we all evolve together through the book from start to finish.
Okay, there we go.
When you turn the page, this story might be different.
Like the never ending story.
Yeah. Never ending evolution. There we go. It's just going to keep evolving. I'm going to write the same story for each chapter, and let's see how it evolves through each chapter as I keep learning from it. Yeah. That might be interesting. Where did I start and where did I end? Mm-hmm. Would you read it?
It'd be really interesting, people that read it and go, I got so much out of chapter 12. Well, what about 1 through 11? They were all the same chapter. No, 12. That was it. Oh, that's fun.
I reached that one. Yeah. That's cool. Good. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. I know we're going to get close. So let's go ahead and have her ask another question.
Well, first I want to give a shout out to Saba. I saw she commented. So just want to say, hey, Saba. Hello, Saba. Thanks for joining.
I love it. Saba is a level 3 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or Lauderdale by the Sea. I'm not sure what her official address is, but if you want a destination session, there's one for you. Mm-hmm. We'll be in the sunshine. Yeah. Okay. What's our next question?
This is maybe kind of quick. Do you think that Dolores's discoveries will ever be turned into a movie or series to introduce these concepts to more of us?
Yes. In fact, several people are working on that now. There's so many projects in the works, and it's just like, okay, who's going to come up with it when? So there's a lot of different versions. There's documentaries, there's movies. Even while she was alive, people were approaching to do movies, and it just never came to fruition. It just kept falling through. So I know it's out there. There's energy behind it. It will happen when it's supposed to happen, when it's time. But that'll be fun, wouldn't it?
Totally going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally believe someday when it's right.
Wouldn't that be fun to have a story of your mom's life and see who plays the role of Julia? I want to help pick the cast.
Yeah.
I think people should put in the chat, who do they think should play Julia?
Oh, there we go.
Who should play mom?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Who should play Tiffany?
Yeah, who's playing Tiffany?
I won't be there.
Oh, wow. But you're
trying to be in a later part of it.
I'll be myself. Tiffany played by herself.
There we go.
I couldn't think of anyone better. That would be
awesome. Oh, thank you.
Especially when you play the 12-year-old version of yourself. That's going to be
good.
Awesome.
You probably could.
CGI.
CGI. Oh,
that's great. I think we have about 3 minutes. So
this one's quick. Do you want to throw it out? Yep, 3 minutes. While learning QHHT, how long after you start the course are you supposed to practice with your willing friends / family?
Immediately.
Right away.
You're gonna right away.
You passed, and then you're going to go lay down.
So you should wait until after you take your test.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, finish the course. Finish the course. Some people start before they finish. And it's like, no, finish the course. Get all the information. Pass your exam. I mean, that's some people want to wait and play it. That's fine, up to you. But definitely finish the course. And then start practicing right away.
Speaking of the course, don't you have a special going right now?
We do. We have the Black Friday. I was like wanting to call it something else. Black Friday sale is going on right now. So go to QHHTofficial.com. If you've ever wanted to be a practitioner, level one, we also level two are on really the best prices of the year. This is a great time to do it.
Today or do they have?
No, it's going to go through Wednesday. I think it ends on Wednesday.
Okay, you guys.
So, but get in there.
Yeah. So if you're watching this not live, you still have till Wednesday. What is Wednesday? The 28th, maybe something like that. I'm gonna look for you guys just so we have the accurate date. Wednesday is the 29th, so you have till Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, depending on when you're watching this, get that discount. Chop chop.
Yeah, it's
okay. Julia, how do people become a practitioner? How do they find a practitioner? How do they?
HHTofficial.com, like we just said. Now, become a practitioner. All the information is on the front page. We have, information there on becoming a practitioner. You can go to find a practitioner to find somebody like Tracy. She's on the find a practitioner page. So we have thousands and thousands of practitioners all over the world. So look in your area where you're willing to travel to and see who resonates with you. Trust yourself to know who's right for you. Contact them, not by phone, contact them by email, some way to get their feel. Maybe if they have websites, which we encourage, you can get the feel of them through the website, and see what they're putting out there. Just do that. Trust, get to know them in some way without calling them. I've been reprimanded for saying that. So they're very busy, so don't call them.
Yeah, some are very willing to do phone consults, mm-hmm. but yeah, it is kind of hard to squeeze those in sometimes. So please, emails, messages would be best. And if you just go to the website and you like what you see, schedule appointments with them. Most everybody's got online schedulers, so do it. All right. And did I forget anything? Oh, Thailand, quick.
Thailand, January 24th to the 30th of next year, Phuket, Thailand. That's also on the website. We have a retreat where all of our like-minded people, you do not have to be a QHHT practitioner to join us. Just be like-minded. Just want to be with us and we all hug each other's necks. Let's just get together. We're going to have a fantastic time. So, all that's all on right.
I love it. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
The best and most amazing moderator. I love you.
Yes.
All right. Love you, all, both you ladies, and all of you
oh,
out
I
there.
Love you. So thankful. So thankful for you. And my daughter, I love you, my daughter, sweetie. She's my sweetie pie.
She's so muted. Do you think she'd get on here and gush with us? But
you think?
Oh, thank you. I love you both, too.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.